So we have 10 nitrogens. We need 10
students
nitrogens
at Neville High take in a chemistry lesson, and 15-year-old Ariel Hippen jots down notes. But Ariel is no ordinary student. She earned an extremely rare high score on the college admission test. She says that part of the secret to achieving a high score is to take the test early on in high school.
I think that it's a great idea for people, even if they're not juniors and seniors, to take the ACT, just figure out where they are and how much they need to improve based on their college dreams. And so last year when I was a freshman in high school, my parents and I decided that I should take it just to assess where I am educationally. And I got a 34 then, and it made me realize not only would a perfect score be possible, potentially going to college early would be possible as well.
How rare is a 36 on the ACT scale? ACT Media Relations Officer Nancy Owen says nationwide more than 1.6 million students from the 2011 graduating class took the ACT. 704 scored a 36. Last year in the South, 15 Alabama graduates received a 36. There were 14 in Georgia, 7 in Louisiana, and 4 in Mississippi. Ariel Hippen came to Neville High in 2011 from a Colorado charter school. Neville guidance counselor Chris Water says Ariel's academic trajectory was well in motion before coming to Louisiana.
Ariel didn't take our ACT prep classes. You have to understand the student is trying to graduate early, so she can't afford to have basket weaving. Not to compare ACT prep with basket weaving, but there are certain electives that can be taken that are not as rigorous as core classes. And while she's here, she's taking those core classes. So any prep work had to be done on the side. So we can't take credit for her awesome ACT. I mean, you know, she did show up with a 34 before we even touched her. But I will say that she got her 36 while she was here.
ACT spokesperson Nancy Owen says there are commonalities among students who score a 36 on the test.
One of the recurring themes is that the students often thank their parents for encouraging them to work hard in school. They will often thank the schools and their teachers for being great at what they do.
Ariel describes having a good relationship with her parents and her teachers, but she says the success on the ACT was her own doing.
I studied from all the ACT prep books I could get my hands on, did a lot of practice tests, and went in and did well on the test.
The University of Louisiana at Monroe's Department Head of Curriculum and Instruction in the College of Education, Dorothy Schween, says a top ACT score does not guarantee academic success in university.
It is not the end-all, be-all. An ACT of 36 is an incredible score, obviously, and a very exciting potential indicator, but the student is going to be leaving that protected environment where parents are guiding a lot of the decision making.
Nevertheless, Ariel Hippen is still riding the wave of nailing the rarest of ACT scores.
It was hard to believe. I thought I was hallucinating because I checked it very early in the morning, and so I kind of double-taked. Is this really it? Did I really just make this score?
Hippen's score is all the more remarkable because she achieved it in her second year of high school. She's on track to graduate this spring and plans to attend Brigham Young University in the fall. For KEDM and the Southern Education Desk, I'm John Hughes.